Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is year eight?
He's going into year eight.
Year eight.
If I'm not mistaken, right, Parth?
Yeah, year eight?
No, Penny's going to year eight. Yes, Penny is right. Going to year eight. Passner was obviously there for seven, yes.
I don't know that if when Penny took the job, I would have thought there would be a year eight.
Not really.
Not for any negative reason, necessarily, but just that it felt like it was not an eight-year thing for him. You know, like not that I thought it would be a 2 year, you know, it just felt like 8 years, a long time.
Could be an NBA coach by now. Is that what you're thinking?
She could have been an NBA coach, could decide, I don't want to do this anymore. Yeah. Could have, you know, a lot of guys have done that. Chris Mullin did that. Clyde Drexler did that. A lot of former players, but it just does show you that it is different with him, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, through all the changes, through all the variances in the college sports landscape, and he's had a bunch of them so far. Plus everything that's happened within the program, right? Like all the ups and downs that we don't need to rehash, but there's been several of those as well. He stuck through it. So you gotta tip your cap to him that, you know, he obviously is in this for the long haul and he's showing it.
Yeah. And I think that's part of it. And that's why it was always different. Like those guys, when they got the job, they weren't doing AAU. They weren't doing grassroots. They weren't doing high school. Like Penny really is a coach at the end of the day. Like, this is not like, oh, I'm masquerading or I'm moonlighting because I like the sound of it. I feel like a lot of times former players get into it and they like the sound of it, and then they see it and they're like, oh, they're in over their head. And I think the fact that Penny is going into year eight of his tenure does show you that everybody that said he was different, like, that was true. He was different than those former players.
Yeah, I mean, he's certainly not a figurehead. He's not here for the idea of being a head college coach or because it sounds cool or looks cool or whatever. He's actually, you know, has a real passion for teaching and developing young guys, which is awesome.
How high should the expectations, and maybe they shouldn't be at all, Parth, you can help me out here, for Majuk in terms of this, the latest addition? We know he's from South Sudan. Is he, you know, are you expecting him at some point before the season? Sure, he's going to be on the roster and maybe even a contributing member. Is it a deal where, hey, let's kind of wait and see? Just where are you at on, you know, the realistic possibility that he will be here and be a contributor for this team?
Well, my first thought when I saw the name, or when I, you know, heard the name kind of pop up and realized that he was going to be coming, was, okay, this guy's a project, right? Because I hadn't heard of him. I hadn't seen his name circulating on, you know, Twitter, or hadn't seen him attached to other big name schools or any schools really for that matter. So you're thinking, okay, he's a project. Then you watch the film and you look at the, you know, the height and the weight. He's, you know, 7'1", can shoot the three, can pick and roll, like looks pretty sturdy, right? For an 18-year-old, he's not scrawny, that's for sure. So you're thinking, okay, this guy could be something. Then we spoke to Penny on Tuesday, which I'm not saying Penny contradicted, you know, Penny went against the idea that he could be something, but Penny made it clear that, you know, he was going to be a kind of a question mark, right? Like a mystery box, so to speak. Yep. You know, they've seen a little bit of film on him. They found out about him through, just through somebody else. They discovered the guy, and they brought him in because they have a need for bigs. And you can't do, I mean, it's hard to do worse. I mean, you can do worse, is what I'm saying, than Simon Majak at this point. Especially given, you know, he's a guy that's going to be eligible for 4 years. You can develop him. You can keep him in your system. And he might be able to be something, right, in year two, three, or four.
None of that's going to happen.
What is he going to be able to?
That's not the guy that excels at Memphis. I mean, if it takes him 3 to 4 years, he will not. It just doesn't happen here.
Maybe 2 to 3. Look at him, man. He looks like a freak of nature, dude. Like, he's 7'1", strong.
Yeah, no, I mean, he does.
Very skilled.
But if he doesn't, like, Penny is a lot of things. Patient with guys ain't one of them. Like, you either can produce for him or he's done with you. I mean, like, I think that's it works for him, you know, like, even Jonathan Lawson, like, didn't stay here for a second year, you know what I'm saying? And maybe there was more to that, but it's just, this is not like, you come here when you're a good player and you want to become great. That's how I would say it. Now, I know they need bodies and, like, all those different things. Like, there's a need for Memphis to have a guy in case of emergency, but.
Exactly.
You don't come here when you're raw and you need to be refined into a competent player and be able to put one foot in front of the other. Like, Penny ain't even going. Like, Penny don't even know what he's getting here. Like, hey, Penny.
I don't know what he's getting here.
Like, they'll let me know. I'm sure.
I saw the quotes. Yeah, exactly.
So,
dude, he had no expected arrival date for the guy.
Right.
Like, I guarantee when is he going to get here?
I guarantee you, Penny knew when Kendrick Davis was going to get here. I guarantee you, he knew when Aaron Bradshaw was going to get here. You see what I'm saying? Like. And so that's just part of the thing here is, like, when I hear you talk about, all right, well, because that's the same read I got on the guy when I was talking to people about him. Like, oh, if you bring him in and you sit him on your bench and then three, bro, it ain't happening. You know, it ain't happening. But whatever.
This might be the one. The first one, right?
We can go through all the foreign guys that Penny has had. Ian Granja.
Who's the last one? Ian Granja, right? Yeah, right. The last one. Granja.
Yeah, whatever. His name was. And he stunk anyway. I mean, I don't think he ended up going anywhere, did he?
He went to Coastal Carolina. I don't know if he played a lot there, but he was on that roster.
How about that? He averaged 3 a game in 13 minutes.
At Coastal.
25% shooting from 3. Stinks. So that's what happened,
right? He was
right?
A shooter. Damn.
Shooter. 25% from 3.
He's supposed to be a shooter. That's where they got him for shooting.
See, that's what happens, right? That's what happens with these overseas guys is that Penny gets sold a bill of goods. Because he doesn't see them personally. He doesn't, you know, and so he takes somebody's word for it. And, you know, all these folks just gasp, you know, hey, you got to see this guy, man. He's 7'1". I have not seen the guy play. My guess is because he was available at this point in the season, he can't walk and
chew gum. Exactly.
That's my guess.
That's not a unfair assumption.
And I think
you've seen the film, though, right? Like, you've seen
I've seen the, you know, he's playing in White Station's East Gym. Yeah, like, I've seen the, you know.
He looks like a monster.
He's
like
playing
a physical
against
specimen, bro.
Middle schoolers, okay? That's who he's playing against. He's playing against, you know, Ukrainians who are in conscription. That's what it is. So he's gonna come here. Penny's going to get him on the practice court, and he's going to think to himself, oh, my God, what have I done? That's my prediction. That's what I hope I'm wrong.
He could have come in here and dunk on Bradshaw.
If that happens, it's over. Mm-hmm. If Aaron Bradshaw, if he catches a body on Aaron Bradshaw, it's over.
Oh my God. I mean, it's going to be between him and William Wharton, right? Like, you think is that last big in the rotation. There's no way all of them are going to play.
This kid is not playing.
Total.
I don't even know if this kid's going to make it across customs. He's not playing. He's not playing for the Memphis Tiger basketball program next year.
That's a lot more difficult nowadays, isn't it?
I think we have given
getting into America.
I think we have spent more minutes on Simon Majak than minutes he will play next season. That is what
we may have. What are we at? Yeah,
we're like 5.
Yeah,
and then, like, we talked about him before today. Like, you know, so if it's 15, it's too many. It's over. It's over already. This William Wharton kid is very intriguing to me. The Business School of Wharton, only because I don't really know much about him. From people you talk to, is there a confidence that he can be a primary backup big or anything for Memphis, or is he just a big guy as well?
I think, like, kind of end of rotation, and I don't mean this as an insult, but kind of playing out of necessity, right? Because there's not bigs on the roster otherwise. But I think we're going to see primary small ball. We're going to see a lot of five out, right? Like, if you look at who they've got now, you can probably just guess that Aaron Bradshaw is going to be the only starting big, right? Like the only true big man in the starting lineup. And then off the bench, you've got, you know, Curtis Givens, Quante Berry, Julius Bedford, Ashton Hardaway. And I think that's your rotation, you know? So that's just like a lot of small ball, a lot of five out, and almost solely relying on Bradshaw as your lone traditional big. I think William Morton could play because he's the next up in line when it comes to front court players. But I mean, he's a guy like who seems like a project also. He averaged, what, like 3-point-something points, right, at South Dakota State, if I'm not mistaken, a season ago. So he seems like somebody that, you know, is athletic, is 6'8", you know, has the physical tools, but you probably need to mold him as well. I think I might be higher on Majak, you know, than William Morton a little bit, just because if they're both projects, one project looks a little bit more promising.
If there was a guy, to me, at least. If there was a guy to you in terms of the reason, and they're all new, so in a way we're just kind of picking straws here, but that's going to be the biggest surprise, right? He's going to be a lot better than maybe some had anticipated. Who would you put at the top of that surprise list?
Surprise, I think Julius Bedford, man. I've talked to y'all about Bedford. I'm really high on the guy. Like, you look at what he did at Western Kentucky before he got hurt. I think he got hurt in, what, January? So played about half the season. He was on pace to win, you know, Conference USA Freshman of the Year. And I know it's Conference USA, but still, like, he was hooping. Just kind of filling it up. Had a big game against Kentucky. Had a big game against, you know, other kind of marquee opponents on that schedule. And he hasn't really been talked about. And you look at him on kind of recruiting websites and, you know, some places he's got 3 stars, some places you can't really find much on the guy, right?
Yep.
So in terms of hype compared to actual production, I think Julius King Bedford's production is going to far outweigh the lack of hype that we've got going on. But it seems like this is Sincere Parker's team, right? I think we can all kind of look at that and say it's going to be a thing that's run through Sincere Parker and Doug McDaniel.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely it, which I'm, you know, I think that could still be good enough and probably should be good enough to win you the American, although the metrics do not think so. That is the interesting. There's a little bit of a disconnect there because you're Houston would have been every year you're behind them, but I guess you were behind FAU because they were coming off that Final Four run. So you'd have been behind them metrically because they brought everybody back.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, outside of that, I don't know. I think the metrics are a little too high on South Florida personally. I know we're in July. It's a little early to be talking about Torvik metrics, but I'm just not – I mean, that Arkansas – especially that Arkansas State team, right, that he's bringing over the best parts of. Isn't that basically what it is?
It's a lot of that, and he's filled in the gaps, I think, pretty nicely. But nicely in terms of – relative to the rest of the league, right?
Right.
Not nicely in terms of relative to national, you know, prominence or, like, does that make sense? It's not,
yeah,
like, he's done a good job. Yes, he's done a good job to be at South Florida, kind of build that roster on the fly. But I think you're right. I think based on who he's brought in and just kind of the names on the roster, the metrics do seem a little bit high. At least Bartorvik is a little bit high, higher than I'd expect on South Florida.
Parth, what's been able to schedule home and homes with Louisville and now Baylor? And obviously we know, you know, the local ones he's been able to sustain. Vanderbilt you've brought back on. But what does it say about, you know, the respect that Penny's garnered as a college basketball coach that you can get Scott Drew to agree to 4 years with you and come here first?
Man, it's huge. I mean, you look at Baylor under Scott Drew, like, they don't play a lot of these non-league games on the road, like in true road environments. I think last year they played, I want to say – it might have been two. They went to Gonzaga, right? Mm-hmm. And then they played somebody else on a neutral. But I was looking at the past five schedules for Baylor, and they're not just going anywhere. You know, so for Scott Drew to sign up to do this, and not only a standard home and home, but to do a 4-year, right? Like, to lock this in for 4 years, that shows you that he obviously has great respect for what Penny's done and has respect for that Memphis brand, too. And I think – of course, CBS wanting to televise it shows you the power of Memphis' brand still.
Right.
Even though, you know, the program has not been to a season since 2009, like, Memphis is still very much nationally relevant.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, you know, you're going to have to do this every single year. Now, I guess some of those are, you know, sold up for 4 years and change. I mean, that is nice.
Louisville, 6 years, bro, 6 years.
Baylor and Louisville are locked in.
4-6, right?
Yeah.
You know, and
4-6, yes, sir.
you know, you're going to have to figure out, like, all right, you're probably going to have to just have a Baja Mar thing every year, just find a way into that.
Yep.
And then if you ever find your way into
the players era.
Yeah.
That's the one. And, you know, Memphis was obviously, and it's not a secret, right? Like, they were trying to knock on that door this year, too.
But I don't understand what's the holdup? I mean, that feels like an easy, like, hey, Memphis wants to play the players era with Penny. Let's get him in players era.
Yeah, it's weird. And isn't that field is growing, right? I think if I'm not mistaken, that field's going to grow.
It's huge.
Even next year, it's going to get bigger, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean, they probably will be in it next year, right?
I mean, you would think so.
I'd be sad if, I mean, they're getting these games on the schedule with most of these teams that are in players era. So why don't we just make it easy and streamline this thing and let the Tigers in the players era?
No, exactly. And I think especially if they have anywhere near the success they had in the non-conference last year in this non-conference slate, which, you know, might not be the fourth toughest in the country, sure, but I think it's going to be up there, you know, once it's all said and done, depending on if these teams hold up their end of the bargain. Like, it might be a top, I don't know, like top 15-ish strength of non-league schedule. And if they can have anywhere near the success they did last year, you know, whether it be going 9-4, 10-3, whatever, like, I just don't see why not. Like, I don't see why Memphis wouldn't be in the players era or whatever holiday NT they wanted to be in next season.
Yeah. Parth, great stuff, my friend. Enjoy registration. Let's get that switched over to Tennessee.
Safe travels, my brother.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.